get right into the show. We'll talk to Craig in a second. Maybe he'll weigh in on this as well. This is from Cranes I was reading about, and I've always wondered, because there's a couple streets where I live in Donner's Grove. I don't live on one of these, but the old brick roads, and they look so cool. They're very loud to drive over, but it's a very charming part of many Chicago suburbs, the brick road. Well, now the village of Hinsdale is in a tug of war over a proposal that would make residents that live on the brick road the ones responsible for keeping up with the brick road. It's going to cost $2 million for them to fix this little stretch of brick road. And the village says, we want the residents to pay for that. It's going to cost about $10,000 per house for 10 years. So essentially 100 grand to keep on living on a brick road. And I love the charm of it, but that's a lot of money. Now, some of the residents say, number one, the city should pay for it, because as a brick road, we haven't had to be re-asphalted every couple of years like other streets. So you've saved on us not having to do anything for 70 years. And they have a point. Some of the residents say, well, let's pay it. It keeps our property values up to live on a brick road. I'm just so curious what you think. 312-981-7200. Text in your answers. Whose side are you on? Should you have to pay for the brick road if you choose to live on a brick road? I don't know if I'm the only one that cares about that, Craig Bolanos, but I found that story interesting. Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management, how you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic, but John, I'm in a panic. What you don't know is I'm broadcasting to you from our Inverness office building, and guess what the entire complex is? Brick road.
There you go. Is it old brick road, or is it like newer paverstone brick road?
No, it's older brick roads. I mean, and they're constantly out here working. It's funded by the business park. But boy, if you asked me on my personal residence, would I be willing to take my share of $2 million to maintain it? I'm going to think twice. I'd probably do something else with that money. Maybe I'd even invest it into one of these new Bitcoin ETFs that started trading today.
Craig Bolanos, you are a professional at this. What a great transition. We do have to hit weather and traffic. So actually, Craig, why don't I go to that just a little early so we have more time on the back end to explain it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Sorry to get Craig on and kick him off, but I want to get to weather and traffic on time. Craig Bolanos, CEO and founding partner of our good friends at Invest with WMG Wealth Management Group. All right, Craig, I saw that the Bitcoin ETFs were approved, and you know, I kind of get what they are, but for me, it's like, for someone that wants a taste of what Bitcoin is without diving all the way in, this seems like an interesting way to get invested without fully understanding what you're investing in, Craig.
Well, that might just be a complicated problem, but the truth is, this is a watershed moment. It's very similar to 2004 when we started trading gold ETFs, and people who always wanted to own some gold but didn't know how to do it can. The same can be now said for Bitcoin. So, I mean, understand, you know, Bitcoin, that digital currency created back in 2009, where goods and services can be bought, money can be traded, not through a bank. Now what we have is the ability to put this into an IRA. We have the ability to put this into a brokerage account. It's far less complicated than opening up a cold storage or an online hosted wallet. So let's get into this, because I think it's exciting because so many people now have access.
So if I buy an ETF, a Bitcoin, I'm not going through the process of opening up the digital wallet or picking a coin. These are diversified accounts that what, spread over multiple coins, and it's just tied to the value? Like, what's at the end of the road here?
Very good. So here's what's happened. So if someone wanted to own Bitcoin today, there's two ways to do it. You can buy the actual coins by having a online hosted wallet or having a wallet in cold storage. But here, what people can now do is if they have a brokerage account at a firm that's going to allow the trading of a Bitcoin ETF, you can buy an ETF that is going to track the price daily of Bitcoin. And the big change is that the ETFs that were approved today actually own Bitcoins. We had exchange-traded products for the last several years that attempted to track the price of Bitcoin daily, but they did it synthetically through options and futures. So if all that sounds complicated, here's the bottom line. For people who have a custodian, that's a brokerage account that they buy and sell stocks or mutual funds in, as of today, if that custodian approves it, and you've always wanted to own a little bit of Bitcoin, there are now 11 ETFs that you could put $10 in, $100 in, $1,000 in, and it works just like any other investment does.
So the value of the ETF, that price of that ETF, when you buy it at a certain point, and if you're going to sell it and it's more, you're obviously going to make money on it. People get that. But it is just directly tied to the price of Bitcoin. It's not tied to the market of who wants this ETF or not. Do you kind of get what I'm asking here? Like the supply.
Very, very good.
Okay.
So I want to keep it simple. If someone's looking for a way to potentially profit from a rise in Bitcoin, if that's their world outlook, then they can purchase one of these ETFs that over time is going to do its best to match. So if the Bitcoin goes up 1% in a day, hopefully this ETF will do its best to go up that same 1%. But people need to understand that it's not flawless. It's going to take some time. As an example, in the first day of trading, some of these ETFs were down in price. One of these ETFs was up in price. So it's not perfect. But over the next 3 to 5 years, as more people get involved, the ETFs will become much more efficient. We saw the same thing happen in 2004. Here we are 20 years later. In 2024, doing it with Bitcoin instead of gold.
The 872 text in, is it backed by the government? And that's kind of a loaded question. I think I get what they're wondering. Is it endorsed by the government? Like, do they oversee what happens in these ETFs?
That's a great question. So I think the big discussion here, and again, at Wealth Management Group, we are not advocating for and we are not advocating against Bitcoin, but by the Securities and Exchange Commission approving the trading of Bitcoin ETFs, some people think Bitcoin has been legitimized. Some people think that this was its big debut. It's no longer a backwater financial asset. It's no longer an index being used by money launderers. This is a bona fide asset class. And if you're investing in these exchange traded funds, those ETFs are regulated with oversight. So this is very different than a hosted wallet where things went bad, aka FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. So if someone wants to get involved, at least they know that there's some regulation if they're participating in Bitcoin through an ETF, because it's exactly that, an approved ETF. So again, not endorsed by the government, but it actually has regulation around it.
Right. But in theory, if there was another Sam Bankman-Fried level of collapse of a coin, that undoubtedly would affect the price. So you'd be insulated knowing your money was safe in terms of being able to get it out if you needed. But the ETF is still will ebb and flow based on the mood that people have around coins. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the price of Bitcoin is now up 160% since it bottomed. Whenever you have an asset that has such a big move, I want people to understand, just like you can buy a stock today, and that stock can get cut in half over a matter of days, there's nothing that would prevent a Bitcoin ETF from dropping by 30, 40, 50% if the price of Bitcoin itself drops
right
by 30, 40, or 50%.
Right. Hey, we only got 2 minutes left, Craig. There's a lot of data points we could talk about, whether it's jobless claims or inflation, both those numbers around where they expected it to be. The third number I read earlier, the deficit. At what point are you, or are you already there, worried that we are spending ourselves into a real big problem that deserves 10 minutes, but you got two?
Oh boy, I only got two. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The single most unreported story of 2023 was the two negative credit watch downgrades that firms put on United States Treasuries. That's a nice way of saying the world who buys our bonds, and we sell bonds every month to pay our bills because we don't collect enough in tax revenue. The world is now looking at the U.S. saying, hey, U.S. government, you need to start getting your financial affairs together. And when we have a budget deficit, you know, I mean, the national debt's $32, $33 trillion, John. That means every single person in America owes more than $100,000. At some point in time, these problems come home to roost. So I think it's a very big deal.
And by the way, both parties, presidents of both parties, congresses of both parties have contributed to this. Maybe one is talking more about cutting it than the other one, and that's certainly a debate to have. But this is a bipartisan mess up on everybody's part. And I'll just say that, Craig. I imagine you'd echo the same.
I second that 100% because it's an everybody thing. It's a both party thing, but it's a citizen thing because we all have a vote and we've all voted people in from both parties who have spent money into oblivion. And at some point in time, we need to start taking the reins and getting this under control.
See, Craig's a smart guy. You should call him and the folks at Wealth Management Group. You can take a look, whether it's Bitcoin you want to talk about, the government, whatever, but more, what more people do, spending, saving, investing, how that impacts how you have the money that you need to live the life you want. Craig will run a stress test, 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN. Craig, take it easy. I got to go, okay?
Have a great night.